Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we continue our City Council candidate profiles with Mary Kidwiler, of course, current member of the Brookings City Council. Mary, thanks for stopping by.
Great to be here.
First of all, why would you like another term on the Brookings City Council?
You know, it has been an amazing experience. I tell people, even more amazing than I had anticipated. I feel that you spend a lot of time learning on the council. There's a lot to learn, and it takes one term to get to that point. And so I would like another term to now utilize what I've learned even better than what I've done.
Tell us a bit about yourself for people who don't know you.
Well, I was raised on a farm in Northwest Minnehaha County. I went to a country school for 8 years. And believe it or not, that was a great education. I am a graduate of Tri-Valley High School. I came here as a student in college, and I never left. Graduated. I have a bachelor's of science degree. Raised my family in the White area, actually. I have two grown children and two grandsons. One, I'm proud to say, is an SDSU Jackrabbit as a freshman, and one who is a sophomore at Dubrick and will be a future Jackrabbit.
Let's talk about a few of the issues. For years, I think since I've moved here, which has been more than 20 years ago, people have talked about the need for more retail in Brookings. Just this week, the City Council granted an extension for development of the Marketplace, the old DOT property. What are your ideas for retail development? What should we be doing in Mary Kidwiler's mind?
Unfortunately, retail is a really difficult place right now when we see what's online and everything. And we did that extension because the developers say they still have some leads. There's some interesting things that have shown a great interest in Brookings that we hope still will be coming. But as you can see, Sioux Falls has stores closing, Watertown has stores closing. Hopefully we can have a kind of a niche, something here to get people here. But we'll see. Like you said, it's difficult with all our online sales. It's really helping us now that we can collect the sales tax from that internet. Like I said, 81% of our budget comes from sales tax. So when we say shop locally, we really do mean that.
Smaller retail is probably going to be the way of
probably,
the future.
Probably, yeah. You know, big box stores are struggling all over the nation. So
been a bit of a controversy of late on the role of advisory committees for the Brookings City Council. Disability Committee, Human Rights Committee had some resignations. Rather than asking about those specifically, I want to ask you, how do you see the role of the advisory committees to the City Council in the city of Brookings, and should we still have them?
You know, one thing about Brookings is it's such a great city for volunteerism, and I don't think we want to change that too much. Those committees work separately. We don't want to babysit them. They volunteer. They have a passion for what they do, whatever committee you're on. We have new leadership in City Hall. I've worked under enough deans at SDSU that when somebody new comes in, things change. And our city manager has made some very good changes. And so, yeah, with new management comes change, and everything will – I encourage people to still volunteer because we cannot function as a city without those people volunteering. And it's great that they jump in and give up their time.
The old armory is kind of hanging in limbo right now. Apparently, there is some interest in it once again in redeveloping the old armory. What are your thoughts on where we should be going there? And a decision may be coming soon, by
okay.
the way.
Okay. Well, the estimate to fix the armory is $3 million.
And it's a lot of money.
You know, I like that building. I really do. It would be great if we could keep it. It's a WPA project. But we really can't come up with a feeling that it's fiscally responsible to put that much money into that building. So I suggested let's sell it, put it back on the tax rolls, and let private enterprise come in and do something with it. I don't know what the proposals are. I know we've got some, and I've been told that they're quite interesting. So we'll see in the future what happens there.
It'd be fun to see those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about drainage. Obviously, we had some issues last summer. I think we've gotten by pretty good mm-hmm. so far this spring. We're kind of lucky. What should the city be doing, do you think, when it comes to drainage?
Unfortunately, we sit geographically really bad. I mean, if people think about it, we have floodplain on all three sides of us, and then we have SDSU to the north. So
we're talking
water here. I really think we could hire a hydrologist. We need some good expertise. We have good staff, but I think we need a step up to that. I think that could be a position that not only the city would have, but we could share that with the county. Because obviously water is just not a city problem, it's a county problem. And maybe get some expertise to help us. And we do have a drainage fund that every year we do so many drainage projects. If you look at your taxes, there's a dollar that goes off of that. And we do the projects as we can afford to do them. So we're working on it.
There's now a city drainage officer, too.
Correct.
So that, that should be of help, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Other than those issues we've talked about, anything else you'd like to work on if you have another term on the city council, Mary?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about a rec center. And that is starting to get a little bit of traction. Other entities are talking. That's probably will be a collaborative effort because it is an expense. And I think that will come. The more I've talked to people, the more I've come to realize we need that indoor turf. Soccer is a big thing. And they're telling me that if we could have indoor turf, we could have soccer tournaments all year round, which would bring people to town. And that's what we want. We just don't want to recycle our money. Let's get somebody else's spending money in town. So I'd really like to see that. A lot of talk about an indoor swimming pool. The problem with that is it's easy to find the money to build it. It's another thing to find the money to operate it. The soccer or the indoor rec center will probably pay for itself with maybe minimal assistance from the city. The swimming pool won't. We're going to have to find the money, even though there is a ton of interest in that. So I think that's down the road a little bit. So, but we'd like to work on that, too. That's what people are telling us they want.
Finally, why should voters vote Mary Kidwiler on April 9th?
I think I've got a lot of leadership experience. You know, in all my years working at SDSU, I had several leadership roles and actually some chairpersons, even on the state level. I was state chairman of our South Dakota State Employees Organization. I've served on the Brookings County Planning and Zoning Board, which was a tremendous learning experience. I also served on the City Board of Adjustment and some of those things. So I've got some leadership. I have a true passion for Brookings. I tell people I came here, I fell in love with SDSU, I fell in love with Brookings, and I fell in love with the Brookings guy, and I've been here ever since. So please vote for me. And I appreciate your support. Brookings is a great place. You know, when you go out in other communities and people ask where you're from, they say, oh, Brookings, wow, what a great town, I think. And we can really give our credit to our forefathers that have set us up to be sitting where we're sitting. So we need to continue that. So.
Very good. Mary Kidwiler, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Right here at Brookings Radio.